welcome to another episode of General Nerd Sense, the podcast from Shieldwall Productions, where we talk about anything and everything, ooh, generally nerdy, hence the name. And on this episode, we have myself, John.
And Jacob.
What are we doing, Jacob?
We're doing another Xander tale.
Ah, good.
It's very good.
It's very good. Xander being your new D&D character.
Indeed. And it was a pretty eventful session this time around. I had a bit of fun. So, starting off, we picked up where we last left off, you know, just sitting in the bar, chatting, and it was probably about 2 in the afternoon at this point, which we didn't quite realize when we started drinking, but, you know, who doesn't love drinking about at 2 in the afternoon?
A bar brawl broke out before mid-afternoon. Awesome.
It's probably why the barkeep was so happy we stopped it.
Jesus, not even sundown yet, and there's already a brawl. All right.
So, Xander, we were left with a little bit of time, so Xander decides to go check up on an old friend. And, basically, before the campaign, the GM told me I could have a couple of connections in the city.
Okay.
So, one of my connections was Maximus, who I had fought a campaign with 15 years prior. And I decided to check, you know, if he's still around.
Right.
So, I do a successful investigations check and find his house and head on over and... The GM was like, okay, where are we going with this? So, I knock on the door, he answers, and I'm like, Maximus, you son of a bitch, how have you been?
You don't write? You don't call?
And the GM's a little bit taken aback, because he's like, thinking, you know, I'm going to ask for, like, connections or, like, a job or something. And no, Xander just wanted to check up on his old friend Maximus.
Make sure he's okay.
And I'm really making the GM work for his GMing because I'm like, sold, have you married? Yes. And he's, like, responding, oh, yeah, you know, I got married. And he's like, I never thought you would got married. You're always very unpopular with the women. And, you know, just, like, really making the DM flush him out because I'm, like, asking about his kids and what his kids do. And I'm like, you know, having a late afternoon, like, dinner with him and talking with his wife and having fun. And then he's like, so, Xander, what are you doing here? And Xander's like, well, you know, I've retired and, well, you still have to work for money. And I've decided to go adventuring. So finally, the GM's like, okay, we're going to end this. He's going to give you a connection for, like, the town city guard for anything that needs to be done. And,
right.
And, you know, I bid him farewell, and I head back to the bar. And it was really fun to just see the GM be like, he's really just...
Wholesome.
Wholesome. Like...
Just, GM was just like, see, the GM's... Okay, where's the catch?
And, you know, Xander, because... With my connections, like, Xander knows he's going to find, like, work, you know, because whenever more than 2 people exist, someone's going to want someone else dead.
Right.
That's just, you know, taking from Meet the Sniper.
Yes.
But he just wanted to check on his old buddy and see if he was still, you know, alive and if he'd taken an arrow to the knee yet.
Well played.
For the original definition of...
Right. Which is getting married.
And so I head back, and in the meanwhile, people are all doing their own things. Skreek went off to try to find alchemy, and, like, worked from an alchemist shop to make, like, a little bit of extra coin, and, then he tried to buy explosives, and was sad when the GM told him it would be 50 gold. He is 10.
Yes.
He's like, God damn it, I just wanted to, like, buy something, and GM's like, I know what you're trying to buy, and I'm not allowing it.
You're going to have to save up for that toy. Save your allowance.
So we head to the bar and then, you know, have some drinks together. And then a person from the patrician comes in and lets us know that the patrician of the area they're in would like them to meet him for, you know, just the day at the Colosseum. Or, as he called it, the carnival.
Ah.
And Xander's, after he leaves, yeah, so, what is carnival? And then again, people are trying to explain what a carnival is. And after they finally get their message across, I'm like, you could have just said tournament. Mm-hmm. Because knights have tournaments.
Right. Mercenaries have them too.
And everyone's like, God damn it. Because, you know, when you on the spot are trying to think of how to describe something, you don't really quite understand. But the person who's like, I know what you're trying to describe. I'm just seeing if you can.
Right.
It's been a little fun mental exercise for the party so far. What is cactus? What is carnival? I like this word. So, they go to bed. Next,
playing the lawful stupid angle and beating them with experience.
So, we all go to bed and then wake up. Xander, you know, has breakfast. He gets up early because he's an old guy. And he also went to bed early because he's an old guy.
I'm sure this is giving a lot of people flashbacks. Oh, God, it's another one that wakes up early.
Xander has some breakfast and then, you know, waits for everyone else to get up. And if anyone didn't get up, you know, went to their door and knocked. And we have places to be today. Come on, kids. It's time for school.
Yeah.
So they all, you know, get together. And then the same servant they met the day before tells them they're going to go to the carnival. They all get into a caravan. Person also informs us that the patrician had something else going on, so he's going to only meet us for dinner. Alrighty. So we, you know, get in the wagon, and Skreek then tries to piss off the DM, because one of his abilities is when they're traveling by vehicle, he can speed up the vehicle. It's one of, like, his side things.
Right.
GM had to look into it, because he's like, I don't want you to guys do initial D drift through the city.
Right, I don't need you taking corners here sideways in a carriage.
So, in fact, it had to be a caravan, not a single vehicle.
Right.
When traveling by vehicle in a caravan, the caravan can go faster.
But not the vehicle itself, a single vehicle.
Exactly.
This is an important stipulation in the wording of the rules.
Indeed, because that actually be kind of useful, is anytime you get onto a vehicle, you can just make it go fucking Mad Max fast through whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm. The rats in the furious.
So,
I'm sorry, that was a stretch.
I you know, I was just going to slide on by fast.
I felt bad. It was dumb. It was bad. I'm better than that. Not by much, but, you know.
So we get to the Colosseum, and Xander's like, this is very nice building. It's very big. And the servant's like, yeah, it's, you know, the second largest building in town, trying to give him, like, the tour, and he's like, yes, very big building.
Xander's just happy to be there.
Yeah. We go in, Skreek goes off to the betting houses.
Naturally.
And puts a bet on the, like, main event for the person that was, you know, GM said, you know, this person is kind of slated to win. So Skreek put the most money on that bet. And then he put also money on the other person, but a little bit less.
Right.
You know, one gold piece on the other person. That way, you know, if he wins, he gets 2 gold pieces. But if he wins on the other bet, he gets, you know, 50%.
Right.
So he bets on that, and then he rolls to steal a betting ticket from someone. He rolls a 10. GM's like, ha, 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 I got you now.
Mm-hmm.
Looks into the rules.
I have you now.
Normal citizens have a 9, like, that is their threshold and notice. So the normal citizens at the betting house didn't notice the 10. He, like, barely scraped by.
Yeah. Squeaked by?
Squeaked by.
There it is.
So he heads back up to us, and we're sitting watching the games. Xander's commenting on their fighting techniques because GM's like,
he knows this part.
GM's like, would you know how different fighting techniques? And I was like, he was a mercenary for 29 years.
Not only would he know it, he could probably do it better.
Yeah. So he's, you know, talking about the fighting technique. Skreek is yelling out like that, you know, sports ball fan at the stadium who,
kill him!
Who doesn't actually know what's going on, but is just like rooting for a team.
Right.
Like, yeah, fucking kill him!
Mm-hmm.
And the servant's like sitting there like reading a book on the sidelines as the party gets into it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the final battle, like, I roll a perception check to see which of the fighters will win. Because, you know, I'm going to size up the two main fighters in the main event.
Right.
It was a dwarf with 2 axes versus a man, like a larger, like 6'4" man with a big hammer. And I rolled a 20 on it. plus my 2 perception. So the GM's like, you notice that the big man is probably going to win because, you know, he was also slated to win, but he has a huge, like, two-handed hammer on a pole, and the dwarf is short with 2 axes.
2 hand axes.
Yeah. Probably not the dwarf.
Probably not the dwarf.
Yeah. Sadly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who doesn't love a berserker dwarf?
Very dangerous over short distances, but a little bit shorter than that.
So Skreek overhears Xander, you know, giving his prediction, and, you know, it is fighting spirit dwarf, but that is big man.
Yes.
And Skreek's like, can I head off to the betting houses again? And the GM's like, no, it's closed.
Bets are closed.
So after Skreek collects his winnings, this is also like a coliseum, because a lot of times in the coliseum, they wouldn't always kill the, you know, person who lost.
Right.
You know, people will die, but it wasn't super common, because if you kill off the competitors, you have not really a lot of
competitors left.
Yeah. So dwarf gets a good hit to the head and crumples, and fight's over. So Skreek collects his winnings, and then we take the caravan to this dinner party.
Yes.
When we're going, finally one of the players got there. He shows up late quite often. So a lot of time the party just runs into him. Since we were in the wagon and he was Valkyr as the cat person, when he came in, we were like, can we just hear a thump and a bump in the wagon? And sadly, no. But Valkyr is like, hey, guys, saw you guys in the wagon and I followed along.
Mm.
Where the fuck were you?
Doing cat things.
Getting on top of a fence and yelling at other cats.
Mm-hmm.
So we get him into the wagon. We head off to the patrician's house. And we get there. Puts on a nice dinner. And we're talking and chatting. You know, normal things. He has entertainment. The patrician's wife comes by later on. And Xander's like, you have such a beautiful wife. You're a very lucky man.
Minding his manners.
Yeah. And, like, the wife is like, I have other things to do, like, just really shoos him away.
Mm.
And, you know, they're talking, brings out, like, a really fine dinner. Skreek is like, I want to steal silverware. It's shiny. And the GM's like, you really want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you really, really, really want to do that? Yeah? No, I don't think you're really sure you want to do that.
Yes.
And then everyone's in the party is like,
Skreek, the answer we're looking for here is no.
And, the player's like, okay, finally gets the message. I'm just going to take food and put it in my bag. Okay. Yeah, don't steal the silverware.
Nope.
Especially at, like, the guy who has some power.
Right.
So, we continue to chat, and, the party's starting to die down. And the patrician, says he's going to step out for a moment. And he leaves. It's, like, 10 minutes later, and he still hasn't come back. And then the GM's like, you realize that no one is here. No servants have come by. The patrician hasn't come back. You haven't seen anyone else in this, like, courtyard.
Right.
Because we went to his, like, cottage, summer cottage.
Right, his little villa or whatever.
Make perception check. Me and Skreek are the only ones that pass. Always put points into perception. You always need perception.
Yes.
And we notice some kind of sneaky guards. Well, not guards, but sneaky looking guys with short swords. Because it was like 2 tables. And there was like the Roman couches where you'd sit on them.
Right.
And there was kind of in a ring around a couple of feasting tables.
Mm.
And I'm sitting on the side facing them. So I see these guys. And they start moving up. Okay. Unfortunately, I rolled... Because we rolled... our... Fuck. Why am I blanking on the word here?
Initiative.
Initiative. There we go. I rolled a 1.
Not good.
I actually rolled a 2, but I have -1 to initiative.
Right.
Because I'm a tank.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went last, but since me and Screek were the only ones to notice, we were the only ones to go the first turn. First
right.
turn, the assassins are sneaking up and, like, get really close. One rolls really well on his, like, sneak and gets up right behind someone. Screek goes first, and Screek books it. Books it straight.
And bravely runs away.
Because he found out he has a movement of 40, like, meters. And he can also run to double that.
Right.
So he gets the fuck out of there. Then it goes to Xander. And one of the assassins got really close, like, right behind, who was it? It was,
cat person?
No, it was the goblin.
Ah.
The, like, goblin magician.
Yes.
And was, like, raising his sword. And then Xander comes in. Xander runs over, rolls. I succeed on the hit with my hammer because I run over and just bitch slap him across the face with the side of my warhammer.
Clang.
Roll for damage. 1d8 plus strength plus, you know, proficiency. I max out the 8. So I did, like, 12 damage to him. And I just completely bitch slap him with my hammer. And then everyone else notices the assassins are there.
Yeah, I guess we're under attack.
The other assassin, who is about to run up, decides he's not going to run over to the guy with the giant shield who just hit his friend in the face with a hammer. So he goes over and makes the poor choice of going over to the half-orc barbarian, who still has his back to him.
Uh-huh.
And then we get into combat. So Screek, because he rolled, it was like a 19 for initiative, goes into the house and starts looting.
Great. Real team player.
Granted, he's more of a scout and doesn't really have any combat abilities because the GM kind of neutered him, which is one kind of annoying thing. The GM's worried that, because his class is the Nomad, so every, like, 4 or 5 levels he gets a magical item. They're not overpowered. Like, one of them's a reverse torch, so it dims out candlelight and torchlight within 12 feet of it.
Yep.
Or certain items like that. So the GM's trying to make it more balanced. So, also with that, though, he has to find them in the campaign, which I think was part of the reason he was trying to do that. Search around this house to find his magical item. He was supposed to get at level 2.
Right.
Because the GM doesn't want it to just appear in his hand.
Right.
So he finds a certain item. This is an item we have talked about in podcasts that went up on Monday at this point.
Yes, as of when this podcast goes out, yes.
He got the Dust of Dryness.
Oh, God.
And I am sitting there and I'm like, you didn't. You didn't roll that. Wait. Yeah, I did. Why? That shit is D&D Anthrax.
Yeah, you just handed the morally dubious character a chemical weapon. Good job.
And of course, he also maxes out the roll on it because it's 1d8 plus 4 pinches, and he gets an 8 plus 4.
12 pinches of the stuff.
And I'm like,
right.
You were worried about giving him an overpowered magical item, but you just gave him D&D Anthrax.
And a lot of it.
Yeah. And he's like,
you've just given him as much as you possibly could.
And now the GM's on the defending, so he's trying to rule lawyer it and be like, it says water elementals. I'm like, yeah, but humans are made out of water.
Right.
Like 80% water.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I won't let it do 10d6 damage. So we like went back and forth on it. And I'm just sitting here and I'm like, come on, you could have given him a reverse torch and let him be sneaky.
Right.
But now you're giving them D&D Anthrax.
Good job.
Now, Screek got that, and then he also rolls because he's going to light the house on fire.
Okay, things are escalating.
I mean, granted, this guy did kind of backstab us.
Sure.
So
That's a reasonable point, yeah. For no really readily apparent reason.
We have absolutely no reason why this guy would backstab us.
Yeah, like, guy, at least give us a chance to deserve this first.
Yeah. So, Screek starts going around the house trying to light a stone house on fire and having a little bit of trouble doing it.
Gee, I wonder why.
So Xander and the rest of the party is fighting. Another guy runs up to Xander. And who would have known? He missed. Then the GM realized I had a 19 AC. They had to roll 17 with their plus 2 to even hit me.
Uh-huh.
So, guy misses both attacks because these guys, they get to attack twice when in, like, another space or two of their friend.
Right.
He misses both. And then Xander hits him away with his shield and, like, pushes him back.
Yes.
And continues to start to fight the other dude. He kind of barely misses the guy again with his hammer and blocks his attacks. At this point, the goblin fucks off a little ways back because he's a magician and magicians don't do so great in close combat. Magician, like, kind of a magician, half a little assassin.
Right.
The
point is, if the caster has gotten into melee, something's gone terribly awry.
Yeah. The barbarian gets hit and then immediately goes berserk.
I mean, this is a reasonable response.
And just, he gets, like, hit and cut in the back, and then he just turns around and...
Just hulks out.
God made poor decisions.
A series of them, really.
Valkyr, the cat person,
Meow.
Is a cleric, and as clerics do, starts electrocuting bitches and radiating bitches.
If we hadn't done the podcast on clerics, I would be questioning this.
Yeah.
But having done the podcast on clerics, just like... Yeah. Sounds about right.
Oh, and I also forgot to mention, Chaos also did the only damage I would receive that entire battle. Because he rolls, like, some tentacle shadow darkness thing that just, like, does necrotic damage.
Oh, good.
And, it's all based on, like, not constitution. It's, I think it's a strength. Yeah, it's a strength check, but it's, like, it hits unless you fail your strength save.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, succeed. He did, like, damage to two enemies. He was trying to attack four. He hit two enemies and me, and then did 8 damage to me.
Hmm. Cute.
Did a lot of damage, and Xander is just like, ow, what the fuck was that? That hurt!
Yes.
Stay out the fight, little green man!
Just hit the enemies.
So Chaos then, you know, jumps back a little bit and is like, I'm gonna not do that again. And Xander's like, that is a good idea! Next turn, Skreek has still not managed to burn down the house, but he has managed to find a torch.
Oh, he's trying!
Oh, really trying. Oh, Skreek boy, Jerry.
Skreek burned down the house yet? Oh, he's trying!
And...
Spare your ears, listener. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm sorry.
At this point, the barbarian has already hit the person with his fuck-off axe once. You know, goes to hit him again. This time the cleric lands one of their abilities, which is like just a ray from the like sun and heavens, and of course gets a nat 20.
Burn the heretic.
And then maxes out like it's like 3d6, gets all sixes, plus all his modifiers, and this
is that. Let me rephrase. Delete the heretic.
The one guy who was just standing a little bit back just ceased to exist.
Seriously, like, that's a lot of damage going downrange very suddenly at one target. That's not destroying the target, that is just deleting it.
Yeah, and it just like a lightning bolt hits this dude and just...
I like my version better.
At this point, you know, the one guy who I hit with the hammer has decided to fuck off from fighting me.
Smart call.
And go after the goblin.
It's a call.
Yeah. I miss my attack on him. as... I missed a lot of attacks this round. I didn't get hit a whole lot, though, because...
Listen, you broke even.
Yeah. I mean, I got the really good hit first round, which...
Right. He came out of the gate literally swinging.
So, he sidesteps me and tries to attack the goblin, does a bit of damage. The other guy, who I pushed back the previous round, runs at me again, misses his attacks, and guess what? I knock him back again. And then I say, hold on 1 minute. I will handle you. Hold on 1 minute. I'm not ready for you. And just push him back again.
Uh-huh.
Another 5 feet, space back. He was annoyed at this.
Yes.
Then I missed the attack on the guy who, sidestepped me. And, I taunt him. And, I'm like, come on, do you not want to have a fight with someone your own size? And I fail the taunt. But I at least made the GM feel a little bit more comfortable with the taunt.
Did you fumble over your words?
So we found out that this was a direct cast.
Uh-huh.
So it's actually kind of hard to hit it. Because it goes off, your charisma modifier. It's a base score of, 8 plus charisma plus something else.
Point is, did Xander fumble the delivery of the words?
No.
Oh, I don't get to ring the bell.
It was just a bare failure, by the skin of his teeth. So the guy responds with, fuck off, old man. Xander took considerable offense to this.
Yes.
Now, round 3, Skreek has successfully managed to roll a survival check and has lit a tiny fire, and he's just sitting there like a little Cub Scout trying to blow on the fire to get it started. The barbarian lands another hit on the guy he's fighting and cuts him in half.
Yeah.
Xander, then they attack. The person who Xander had pushed off then got hit by the cleric again. And this time, I think it was divine glow or irradiate or something like that. Everyone is trying to describe how he dies. I'm like, hold on, guys, I got this. Because everyone's he gets illuminated and just Indiana Jones melts. And I'm like, nah. Xander pushes him off. He stumbles back. Then he starts to glow and he looks at his hands. He's like, what the fuck? People like that one.
Yes.
Just, what the...
Poof.
It's like,
Mr. Patrician, I don't feel so good.
It's like that Halo pistol when you hold it for too long. It's just...
Yeah.
So, he just disintegrates and into a bunch of slop. A cleric kills another one, because it was 5 of them. The, Xander then, turns to the other guy and is like, now I deal with you. The one who sidestepped him.
It's now your turn.
I hit him with the flat side of my hammer again. Square in the chest. Audible ribs cracking.
Yeah.
And I push him away off Chaos, or however you pronounce his name. Why can't people have easy pronounced names?
I don't know, man.
It's Q-I-A-S-S. It's like, he said Chaos. Chaos, or... Xander fumbles with it a lot, because it is a hard name. So, then Xander asks for, step back, my friends. Can I have an honorable duel with this man? You know, the guy who called him an old man. So, yeah. You know, other people are like, you know what, we'll let Xander deal with this one.
Just sitting there, just kick back on the couch, kick their legs up. I'll allow it.
This time the taunt goes through, and it's like, don't you want to have an honorable duel?
Yes.
Because this guy is like, fuck, all my friends are dead. I'm going to take him up this time. Because after what the others did, this looks reasonable.
Yes. This seems like the least painful of the options.
Then the barbarian, after finishing his target, still in a blood rage, turns around and sees bad guy. Runs towards him. the enemy decides to fuck off. Starts running. Barbarian gets first attack of opportunity because he's in berserk mode.
Right.
And just, like, swings his axe overhead and hits him in the back of the, like, skull.
Oh.
And just ends him. And Xander's like, come on, I was going to duel him.
But that one counts as mine!
So Xander's looking around. Decides to, like, start checking the pockets of, you know, the people. Finds a little bit of money that he's going to divvy up and finds 5 swords. Just, like, cheap quality swords.
Right.
I need to mute that.
Nice. It's been a while since we had one of those.
Yeah! But, I mean...
Anyway.
It happens. So, regardless, Xander's, like, picking up the swords and stuff. The barbarian goes over, and I'll give him this. He is a new player. And he's trying to do, like, the most Conan barbarian thing. And goes to cut out the guy's heart to eat it.
I'll allow it.
He goes over to the dead body, sticks his sword in his gut. And Xander's like...
The barbarian's got... Oh, the dead guy's sword.
Yeah. Or, no. A hunting dagger sort of thing. Right, okay. Yeah. And, like, opens up his gut. And Xander's like, what are you doing? He's already dead. So, Barbarian then tries to rip open his ribcage. He has to make a strength check at disadvantage, and he's like, why is that? And me and the GM are like, do you know how hard it is to rip open someone's ribcage?
Cellophane is more agreeable.
Yeah, like, I don't think you understand this.
Mm.
So he fails, and he's just, like, digging around, trying to get to his heart. And Xander's like... Why are you doing this? You know, he is already dead. Would you like someone to do this to you when you're on battlefield?
Right.
It's barbaric. Eh?
Yeah, that's the point. That's kind of my dealio.
The mage at this... the cleric at this point. Also, because we're trying to do something a little bit more wholesome and not just be, like, bloodthirsty killers. Because, you know, for... moral and good alignments, you don't cut out someone's
desecration
heart.
Of corpses really doesn't fall in there.
Even if you're a barbarian, you know.
Right.
So, the cleric decides to incinerate the rest of the corpses.
This is reasonable.
Barbarian...
This is how you dispose of bodies, after all.
The barbarian is kind of annoyed at this, because...
Oh, man, I was gonna eat that.
And, then Xander... smells something burning and sees Skreek running out of the house and fire and smoke starting to come out. And he yells, Skreek, where are you? Skreek, like, scurries back to the party, seeing that fighting's done. Skreek, haven't I taught you better? It's pillage, then burn.
Yes, this is the order.
You can't burn, then pillage.
No.
Skreek's like, oh, I guess you're right. Skreek, 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 I was going to go in there.
Yeah.
That was the main house.
There are things in there. Things that we can have. Or could have.
So Xander's going through, like, and finishing up looking through the bodies. On one of them, he finds a note. Xander opens it up, takes a look at it, says to himself, it's nothing important. Crumbles it up and throws it over his shoulder.
He can't read.
That was the party's first introduction to him. They were like, what did the note say? It's nothing important. They never write down important things on notes. The cleric asks, how did you get your orders in the battlefield? And Xander responds with, from my commanding officer. Oh, yeah, I guess that's how you get orders.
What answer was he expecting?
Like, guess, like, a message or a note written, and it's like, yeah, I mean, you usually just give word-of-mouth orders, especially in medieval times.
Right. And that's if you're lucky. Sometimes, most of the time, it's
a drum.
Drums or horns.
Yeah.
Was that 3 or 4 beats? Fuck! I knew I should have learned to count better!
Wait, I can't hear the piper! Just
anyway.
So, the cleric picks up the note, and it was a note like, alrighty, after you succeed in killing them, meet me at the labyrinth. So, it was kind of important.
That is very important.
Granted, we have nobody to interrogate to know what the labyrinth or where it is.
It is hard to interrogate Ash, it's true.
And one of them who was about to lose a heart, too. It's not...
The point is, dead men tell no tales.
Yeah.
They were super dead.
At this point, there's nothing else to pillage.
Because it's all on fire.
It's on fire. Xander splits up the money between the people who fought, which was like... Which was actually pretty easy because there was 5 of us there, and I had 20 silver. So one of them doesn't get their payment.
Because they didn't fight.
Because they didn't fight, which was Greek. Then Xander does an investigations check to find lantern oil. And finds it. The DM's like, what you gonna do? Xander starts pouring the oil all over the property. On every building and everything. Yeah, well... He failed to kill us, but this will send a message.
Yes.
Because Xander doesn't like being screwed over. Especially
for no reason.
Xander is a mercenary. Xander had already gotten paid and had allegiance to this guy.
Right.
Then he got fucked over. Xander is going to send a message. And what hurts the most? Usually monetary.
I mean, if one is wishing to send a message... There are seldom fewer clearer messages than burning someone's house down.
And their entire property.
Right.
I was doing a scorched earth.
Yes.
Because how else would they know Xander survived?
Yeah. True. If they're...
All the bodies are gone and incinerated.
If the goons haven't returned and the property's burnt down, that probably means the mission was not a success.
Yeah.
Something went awry.
So, and then after, so we finish, and then we start making our way back to town to the inn, and we end there. I asked the GM how much the short swords are worth. I found out, and nobody had, like, asked at the time, so Xander just took them to sell them later. They're worth 10 gold apiece.
That ain't bad.
That's pretty good.
That's enough, you know what that's enough for, Jacob?
Explosives.
Yes.
And I have it all.
Yep.
And Xander's not going to... It's swords. Xander's not going to split the money like that.
No. Finders keepers.
Yeah. And then we ended. The GM was kind of annoyed because this was supposed to be a hard session. Like, a hard fight.
And you just...
Because we looked through the... He looked up what would be a hard fight for 5 players. And it was 4 thugs. And I'm sitting there... And he's like, well, we're still going to do a couple more fights before I, like, change any rules. I'm like, you realize, right, that it would have been a hard fight if you had put some magic against us.
Yep.
Because you have 2 fighters, one tank, and one of which is a tank, who you need a 19 to hit.
Yep.
You don't throw 4 thugs at us.
No.
Especially with, like, the cleric that does that much damage and all that. And... Granted, I understand, like, he might go for, like, we get hit more, but it does less damage, like, armor reduces that, and I'm sure. Like, it's honestly just easier if you do this, and we're trying to talk, because, like, had there been, like, 6 or 7 thugs, it would have been a hard fight.
Yes.
But he doesn't quite get how to make, like, challenging encounters,
because
granted, we are already down 1 person.
Right.
Which is the rat, because he doesn't do anything in combat anyways.
Right.
So, I don't know. I have to talk to the GM, especially with the rat, because the rat is sitting there, like, his
being
class...
a rat.
His class is supposed to have a magical item that's reusable, that he, like, gets to keep and gives him a little bonus, because he doesn't have any combat abilities and he doesn't have any spells. His magical items are supposed to be, like, spells.
Right.
And the GM's rolling off the magical, like, table, and most of those are one use or have a number of charges.
Yes.
So, I want to talk to him with them, because the way it's going right now, he's only going to have, like, a magical item that's used 12 times.
Mm.
And that's going to be his only combat ability.
Not great.
Yeah, so we're going to like talk to him. And I'm going to kind of be the middleman because someone who DMs.
Yeah.
So he's thinking about rewriting the rules. I'm like, come on, just this is what D&D is. It's not the grim darkness of the Imperial Guard we're playing. I know things are supposed to be challenging, but you got to be careful when tweaking rules, because once we start getting into higher level stuff, it's going to be hard to fight.
Right. And one of the things, like, the rule set is not, like, this isn't a... As someone who has literally only just begun GMing, I still know enough to where, like, you don't re-ramp the rules when the... what was supposed to be a challenging combat encounter isn't challenging. You look at why it wasn't challenging first and adjust within the rules that already exist. Because within the rules that already exist, you've got plenty of tools to adjust as needed to get the results the desired result you were looking for.
And part of the problem, too, is as it currently stands, every session he usually lets us go back to the inn. If he didn't do that, let us go back to the inn. And I'm going to mention this to him. It would have been more challenging for us, because in that battle, our cleric was down to a third health.
Yep.
I lost one third of my health. Granted, the cleric can heal a little bit, and I can, heal other people if needed once they get to another level up. But the barbarian lost, a quarter of his health, and Kios lost half of it.
Right.
And that's how D&D is. It will be hard, but it's not hard the first encounter. And if you let us go back and get a long rest in, I get to... On that long rest, I healed 24.
Right.
Or, sorry, not 24, 14.
Yes.
Which overhealed me. Like, it healed me up, and if I had lost any more, it would have probably full healed me.
Mm.
But that's how you make D&D challenging, is that mission. You don't let us go back and get a long rest, and I need to bring this up to him, because if you want to make it hard, you do a couple of combat encounters and before, we get to go and get a long rest in.
Right. The challenge comes with, you don't have time for a long rest. You get a short one at best to recover a little bit, but you're definitely not going to be at your full fighting capacity. That's where it becomes challenging.
Yeah. And I think once he realizes that, he's going to be less keen to change the rules.
Yeah.
Because if it had taken us, a day or two to get back and we had to do another fight or two, it would be kind of skin and teeth at that point.
Right.
So.
Yeah, some party members would need to be carried back.
Or have to be super careful in combat.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as it stands, too, I'm already carrying the cat person back, because they're, pretty close to death's door.
Yeah.
But, overall, it was fun, and I'm enjoying how tanky it is and how hard it is to hit Xander.
Yep. For now.
Yeah. I'm going to bring this up, because if he changes that, because my class is, if you don't hit me, I get to knock you back.
Right.
And that's part of, the benefit, and... I don't think he quite understands that, that is the whole role. Like, if you take away my class role, I'm going to be useless.
Right. Because
my whole thing is I'm supposed to have people try to attack me.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to keep other people, the weaker, squishier allies alive.
Right, you're not cranking as much damage out as the barbarian.
Yeah.
But you're occupying, you're tying up enemy combatants.
The entire combat, I did 16 damage. Barbarian did something 25, and the cleric did 60.
And isn't that a funny statement?
Yeah.
The cleric, the healer, did the most damage.
Yeah. He rolled really well on those.
He straight deleted a dude, man.
Yeah. Two dudes.
Yeah.
They had not taken any damage and just control alt delete. End task. Huh? What the fuck?
I just need to be a running thing with that ability from now on when it goes out. What the,
and just explodes.
Yep.
I love that, kind of death. It's just so, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yes.
But it was a fun session. And
seriously.
I think once we work on things and I reassure him, hey, don't worry about your players being... like this, it's not going to stay like this. And if you do with these couple things, it'll be a little bit more challenging.
Right.
Because I understand, but that's also, why in my campaigns, I have my own ways of making it challenging. I play systems that are supposed to be challenging. I there's not a whole lot of special things that people have. It's more realistic. And that's how you can kind of make things challenging. You know, you don't have all this magic and support you normally do. You might have a plasma gun in your party. And even the plasma gun,
I was gonna say, there's a risk reward factor at play there.
But still, that's how you make it challenging. You make it more based on strategy and teamwork and thinking a problem through.
Right.
Rather on what abilities to use when and stuff like that. Because ultimately, if you have a party of mages and fighters who are who have all these special abilities, it becomes hard to make it challenging because there's so many ways you can solve the problem.
Right.
If you come from it of this is if they all want to survive, there's one way they can do it. And they have to get good rolls to do it.
Because
the D20 system also is very forgiving compared to the D100 system, where, yeah, you might have a 30, but that's a 30% chance to succeed.
Right.
Whereas D20, it's over 50% most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it comes down to, I feel like a lot of GMs, and we'll end on this note, just because this is something that might be a topic for a full podcast unto itself. I feel like GMs could really benefit from going back to the classic D&D character lineup, in terms of character class lineup, in the form of an enemy encounter.
Yeah.
Because that lineup is so fucking effective, kind of just full stop. It just has an answer to a lot of different problems and can throw just a lot of different things into the mix, to where if a party's kind of, err towards one style of play or combat or whatever, they're not going to have an answer for everything. They're going to struggle with one of those class types.
Mm-hmm.
One or more of those class types. Yeah, you got the two fighter, and they're going to do fine with the damage dealers of the classic D&D lineup. You got the spell casting like that. But, they're just not going to have the answer for everything. If the GM had thrown some range into that fight, rather than having your assassin come up with swords.
Yeah.
Or even had
an enemy healer.
Enemy healer. Combine the three. Enemy healer, range, and melee dudes. That would have been a much different encounter.
Mm-hmm.
You guys would have been in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But we'll end on that, I think.
I think that's good.
So, dear listeners, thoughts on Jacob's Xander tales so far? What do you think the GM could have done in this the combat encounter to make it more challenging? Do you agree? Do you disagree? We want to hear from you. Head on over to our Facebook page, shieldwallproductions@facebook.com.
Or head on over to our Twitter at @TheOfficialSWP. Whether you want to tell is good, or if you just want to shoot the shit and talk, I'm more than happy to do that as well.
Indeed. And until next time, dear shield bearers, we shall catch you later. Toodles!